Jackson yesterday talked about moving you now to another side of the formation. Is that big of a transition?
Certain routes, different routes. Every day, it's been getting better and better. Getting more comfortable with it, getting a lot more reps, walkthroughs, stuff like that. So it's really starting to come.
You move from the right side to the left, is that right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
You got a little fired up yesterday after making that long diving catch.
Yeah, that was my first. There was a bunch of go balls thrown to me this in camp so far, but we haven't connected. You know, I caught a couple, but it was out of bounds or something happened. So, you know, I like to run deep, you know, run past guys, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. It's football. I'm an aggressive guy. I like to, you know, I like to get the juices flowing. You know, I like to get the team up. So, you know, big play. Let's make a big deal.
Well, Josh McCown talked about working out a little bit with you and Charlotte Moss.
Yeah.
And we know you've worked out with Randy before. What has he meant to you, though, through this whole process?
Who, Josh or Randy?
Randy.
Randy, he's been spectacular. I mean, he's playing the position I play now. So he just talked to me a lot about the stuff and, you know, how I had to have a great relationship with, you know, like the tight end, because I'm always a lot of times I'm to the tight end side or the slot receiver side. So I have to have a great relationship with those two guys and, you know, communicate well together. And it's been going great.
Your catch yesterday on the deep one was a tough catch. I mean, you had to go underneath the guy, see the ball.
I had to run past him and then go underneath him, go over top of him.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Does that kind of just speak to the development?
I don't think so, because I've been making these plays in, you know, OTAs, minicamp, you know, a lot of, not just myself, you know, a lot of guys. So that's not the first time I've done that since I've been here. It's been all minicamp and OTAs, we've been making plays like that. So it's nothing new to us.
Terrell, how did your relationship with Josh develop, and then how nice is it to see him back in the facility?
It's phenomenal, you know, just a guy, you know. You know, that's, you know, he broke the rules, all right, and he dealt with the consequences, you know. But this guy, I mean, he sits by me in every meeting, asks me questions, you know. Coach Jackson will be up there teaching, you know, and it's kind of frowned upon not to talk, you know, out of coaches. But he's okay with it because, you know, I know the offense pretty well. And, you know, I'm sitting right between Corey and Josh, and we have conversation the whole time. You know, he talks, you know, what about this, what about this, and we talk. You know, we pay attention as well, but, you know, it's constant communication. You can tell the guys, he's very hungry, and can't wait for him to get back out there. You know, I'm excited. I know we are excited as a group, you know, because he's going to be a big deal for us as well. So, looking forward to him.
Do you find yourself thinking about what the offense would look like with you on one side and 12 on the other side?
I mean, we have so many. Like, when I was talking to Josh, was talking to Coach Saunders yesterday, I'm sorry. And he said this is one of the best receiving corps, you know, since I've been here, it's the best receiving corps, you know. And the guys on this field, you know, it's going to – all the 13 receivers we have, I mean, these guys, we could play. Guys could play, and it's exciting, you know. For myself, you know, it's just the progress I've made and to actually, you know, just to be out there battling with corners and being able to beat corners man-to-man and getting off press pretty easy now. It's the ultimate – competitive sport, and I love it to death, and it's the funnest sport.
Occasionally, we see you, we see a couple creative plays, motion back behind center.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get any throwing practice other than those individual plays?
Yeah, I throw a lot. Like today, when we came out the walkthrough, I tossed the ball a little bit to Corey, and tossed it to Josh a little bit. You know, just toss some of the routes that I will throw. Yeah, just try to stay fresh a little bit. Obviously, it's nothing to the magnitude of the QBs doing it, you know, how they warm up and stuff like that. But, you know, you just try to be as perfect as possible, you know, for the team. So that's all I try to do.
Talking with Hugh Jackson, he seems really excited to have you here and what you possibly could bring. Could you touch on – you worked with him in Cincinnati. Could you just kind of touch on that relationship?
He drafted me in Oakland. I was with him for a year, then Cincinnati for a little bit. And just a relationship, you know. I've spent a year with him all the time. You know, he's always with the quarterbacks, so I spent an awful lot of time with him, Carson, and Matt Leinart. You know, that's the guys that are in the room, and the guy's is awesome. He's a football mind. I probably drive him crazy in the meeting room, you know, when he's installing, because I ask questions all day, and he knows, you know, sometimes he'll just tell me, he'll be like, Terrell, shut up, don't answer this, and it's because, you know, it's, I know this stuff, you know, pretty good, and, you know, it's, and I'm excited just to get the guys spit up, or if the guys have any questions, you know, I'm here for, to help, you know, in any way.
A year ago this time, you know, you were just making this transition, now you're talking about, you know, helping guys, how different is it?
It's a lot different. It's a lot different. You know, I give grace to God, you know, definitely, definitely couldn't do it without him. Couldn't do it without the support of the fans, absolutely. People tweeting me and messaging me and, you know, direct messages and, you know, some of you guys, you know, helped me out. You know, I read some of the clips and I appreciate you guys being nice. And, you know, sometimes it's good. Sometimes, you know, you get feisty a little bit and it turns you on, you know, and you want to do better, you know, because some of the critics, you know. But at the same time, you know, nobody's a harder critic than me. You know, I critique myself very, and I take this very serious. You know, I'm very excited. This game's the love of my life. It's like, you know, it goes God, my son, football, you know, and that's in that order. So I'm looking forward to playing.
Do they solicit your input on whether or not they should welcome Josh Gordon back on the roster?
You know, like when Coach said, you know, first meeting of the, you know, first meeting of camp, we came in there and he had a recorder on there, and it's on it says erase the tape, record a new message. And everybody, like he said, everyone has a clean slate. I read a little bit about, you know, he talked about some of the other guys, you know, that whether they played good or they didn't, you know, you have a clean slate. You know, Coach believes that he can, you know, coach the guys up the right way. Same with Josh, this guy can play, and the guy's been, he's been tremendous. Meetings. I mean, he's been in special teams meetings, going over, you know, and talking to me and through stuff. And he's not even on special teams. You know, this guy, he's involved. He wants to be involved, and he's been doing an awesome job. I really can't brag or any more than he's doing awesome, and I'm very proud of him.
How about how is RG3 coming along? And you having been obviously a former quarterback, you have a different perspective on it. So how do you think he's doing?
Robert's been awesome. He's been very, very good on his timing, getting the ball up fast. Same as Josh and the other two quarterbacks. I mean, I think they have two of the best trainers, you know, that you can have, you know, Coach Hamp and Hugh. So those guys, it's a blessing to have those two guys, definitely, Pep and Hugh.
Terrell, what's it been like to have Chad Johnson helping the receivers?
Chad. He's awesome. You know, he has somewhat of an input. You know, Coach Al will break something down, and then, you know, Coach Al will ask him, and he'll put his two cents in. You know, so it's a Bengal guy, you know, so I don't know if we like that. But, hey, he's helping out and doing whatever he can. You know, he's pretty much staying back and trying to see if he wants to do this coaching deal or not. And, you know, we definitely all are in the room. We respect him, and a lot of guys question him about route running and how to set guys up and stuff like that. So I mean, there's a lot of guys that are very good at it, and he's one of them.
They drafted four receivers this year, mm-hmm. Starting with the first round pick in Corey Coleman. What do you like about the young kids that they brought into that room?
They're all hungry. You know, that's all you can ask for. If you look at a guy, you know, and if you draft a guy, and I know, like, as an owner, if I was like an owner or a coach, I want to see, you know, what's this guy's attitude? You know, does he always want to get better? Is he always in the field after practice? Is he on the field early? Is he attentive and talking and asking questions in meetings? Is he surrounding himself around, you know, working with DBs, working with the older receivers? You know, and these guys are like that. Corey Coleman, he's going to be very good. You know, he's a very hard worker. All those guys are very hardworking. So they all have the same itch. It's gonna be fun to see those guys play coming up in preseason.
Terrell, have you thought about what your role is going to be when you get to the season? Where you fit in this offense?
For me, you know, I just want to go and help however I can. You know, be a playmaker, and if that's getting on the field, if that's starting, not starting, whatever. So put me on the field and make a play, and that's got to be my mindset, and that's what I want to do. That's my ultimate goal. We all set goals, and my goal is that.
Charles, you seem like you
seem like happier or more excited this year than maybe you were at this point last year.
Well, I had a hamstring injury.
Right.
You know, knock on wood. And mind's flowing, you know, different offense. You know, mind's flowing. Had an injury, nagging injury. It's not an exciting time. And now, you know, I had a full off season. You know, got to get myself acclimated to the playbook, you know, and that's why.
You put in
it's
a
different.
I'm sorry, Terrell. You put in a lot of work these last couple of years between the OTAs and mini camp and then going into training camp. What did you change this year, though, about your physical preparation to get you ready and healthy coming into camp rather than what you did last year?
A lot of it, like I was told Mary Kay this before. She asked the question, I believe. I just do a lot of, like I said, I do a lot of swimming. I pay attention to my hamstrings in terms of doing a lot of body weight, you know, getting my hips up and holding on one leg, you know, and doing different hamstring exercises to strengthen that, you know, make sure I get enough running, but don't run too much, don't run too hard. Weights, you know, getting in there and hitting the weights and doing different leg curls and stuff like that, and riding bikes, you know, and just getting your legs, you know, I guess acclimated to what you're going to go through this grind, you know, of training camp, you know. And I just don't think last year I was ready to run like that. You know, it's different. I never ran like that in my life.
Terrell, can you be a good influence? I'm sorry. Can you be a good influence on Josh, not just, you know, in the meeting room or out here, but do you feel like just kind of in life that maybe you can kind of help him stay on the track he needs to?
If you guys knew Josh, like really knew him, you would see that he got a big heart. The guy has a big heart. I mean, I can't. It's funny. If you wouldn't know him and you just heard about, you know, the situations that he had and the situations that he's been going through, you know, with the Browns, he has a huge heart, you know, and he's a competitor. He's itching to get out there. He's a hard worker. You know, it's totally opposite of what I heard, you know, before he came back. You know, I heard different stories of what he was while he was there before I never got here. And he's totally different. He's a hard worker, and I really can't wait to get out there with him, and I really can't wait to see him play. It's going to be awesome. And go Bucks and go Browns.